Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Appreciate getting invited. We do temperature monitoring for commodities. Been doing it for 36 years. And temperature monitoring will help you to do your jobs easier, more efficiently, with help you to be better stewards with what you have. I got to get this button. There we go. If you're not looking, it might be cooking. You know, stuff happens when seed gets out of condition or any commodity, then, you know, stuff just starts to burn. I was getting ready to come down here, and over the weekend, I had heard that NADM had caught fire, and they had called out the fire department to try and put the fire out. And then there was an explosion, and so one of the firemen was injured and another one was killed. The number one cause of these kinds of incidents is seed or grain or commodity out of condition. So if you're not monitoring your seed and your storage buildings, it might be doing this and you will not be happy. This is a site in Mississippi. This was actually peanuts. I couldn't find a good picture online for cotton on fire, but hey, nobody wants to see cotton on fire, right? but it was a fire. It started in flat storage, and the fire department had come out and said, we can't even stop this. It started December 27, 2017, and the fire didn't burn out till January 5th. These are extreme things. We never want to see this in a seed house or in storage. We want to know what's going on and be able to monitor what's happening inside. You also don't want this moldy seed because nobody else knows. Nobody's what's going on. Now, many ginners have said, oh, no. We know when seed's wet, and that goes right in the front door, and that's the first stuff out. The greatest benefit to monitoring your temperatures is to be a good steward with your electricity and when to run your fans. Put your seed in there. How do you know when to shut your fans off? How do you know how long to run your fans and to make sure your grain is doing okay? That is the greatest benefit. I was talking to Jenner one time, and he said, you know, he said, I've got 90 things I'm trying to do, 90 things I'm trying to get done. And he said, I'm running out the door and I'm thinking, oh my God, I don't know whether to run my fans or not. Well, just to be safe, I'm going to run my fans. Well, with you knowing the temperature of your seed, you'll know whether you need to run your fans or not. You want to be a good steward and save that energy cost. A lot of times when I'm speaking with different groups, I call it preserve your profits just like this. If you're running your fans when you don't need to, you're just throwing away profits. The other thing is you sell seed, right? You go in a truck and you weigh it. It goes by weight. If you're over-aerating, you're taking out moisture. Have you ever carried a 5-gallon bucket of water? That's pretty heavy. How much water... Because when you're over-aerating, you're taking water out of the seed. How much water and how much weight are you losing? How much money are you losing when you're over-aerating because you don't know the quality of the seed in the back of the building that you can't see? And so you're just running your fans just to be sure and just to be cautious. So you want to keep your profits. One of the other benefits, and this is a sad story, but just to kind of encourage wisdom in stewardship, I was dealing with a farmer in last January, and we had just checked all the temperatures of his corn. And all his corn was 34 degrees. I'm like, man, that is perfect. Below 40, mold doesn't grow. Your corn is perfect. And he goes, man, no, I'm real happy. And I said, I never tell a farmer or a ginner what to do. I said, can I ask you a question? And he said, yeah. I said, why are you running your fans? He said, well, it's January. I want to keep it cold. I go, yeah, but it's your corn's 34 degrees. I go, it's 38 degrees outside. Why are you running your fans? Oh, my God. He said, I'm blowing warm air essentially on my grain to keep it cold. He yells out to his son, shut the fans off. You want to know what's going on with your seed. You want to be a good steward. You want to be a wise steward and know when to run your fans. And the best way to do that is say, hey, here's the temperature of my seed. I know whether to run my fans. So we have systems, and I'm talking about temperature cables. And a lot of the gyms I visited, they have temperature cables hanging in there. And they go out and they take a little handheld reader and they plug in and they read cable one, then plug in, read cable two, cable three, cable 24, cable 25. And so you can plug in and see your temperatures and know what's going on inside your building. Now, I was speaking at the gin school at Stoneville in the summer, and I was speaking to a gentleman on the elevator today, and this question had come up, and the gentleman I was speaking to today says, hey, can you say something today to make these guys aware? So if you've got a low flat storage building and you're just blowing in your seed, your cables are going to hang and they're going to be in pretty good shape and you're going to be able to see your temperatures where the cables are hanging. But if you have a Muskogee building and the way the seed comes in, and when I was setting up at the gin show 2018, I had a ginner from Mississippi said, will you come visit me before you set up in the gin show? So I got down there and he goes, you know, this seed comes in this building and it's like this 80-foot high giant iceberg, and it just pushes the cables out of the way. And he said, how do I get past that? And I made several phone calls. I was calling our office, and they were talking about putting an anchor in the floor. And he said, man, I put in cement anchors in the floor. And the gentleman I talked to in the elevator today said, I use chains on the bottom of my cables. And he says, that mountain of seed just moves those cables to the side in those buildings. Several phone calls. I found one guy who says, this is how I do it. It's labor intensive, but it works. He said what he does is he lays the seed across the building at about 6 foot deep. That way it sets each cable in its place. He says it's labor intensive, but he covers his fans at that point. Then he can start running his fans. And then he layers it. He kind of layers the seed in there going back and forth in the Muskogee buildings. Now, I've not done it. I've not been in the buildings. I've not done the labor intensive. But that was the answer I gave to the gentleman on the elevator today on our way down here. It's the answer I got from another ginner. So if you're running into that issue, that's the best answer I found in the last year as I've been looking for it. So temp cables can be hanging in there, and they can tell you when to run your fans. That's the best answer I got as far as the Muskogee houses and the way the seed just pushes the cables to the side. I see puzzled look on people's faces, but I'll be happy to chat with anybody afterwards. So we have a system, and this is why I got invited. There's many guys out there who are plugging in, and they just get tired of plugging in. I talked to one guy, and he said, man, by the time I get to cable 28, he says, I'm finding excuses not to plug in and see my temperatures. But what happens when you're not plugging in, checking your temperatures, there again, are you running your fans when it's not necessary because you didn't take the time to read it, and it's just better, easier to turn the fans on than it is to read your temperatures? What GrainTrack can do, and it's been out for 10 years now, it can be called, we track roses through this system, oil, peanuts, wood pellets, any kind of commodity, so we can call it C-Track. What GrainTrack does is it checks your temperatures in your cables every 2 hours. It'll send up to 10 people a text message when it finds a hot spot. You can run your fans right from your phone, and you can program your fans right from your phone. Anybody who's got, sorry, I'm trying to keep track here. Anybody who's got existing plugins can upgrade their system to GrainTrack. You don't need new cables. You don't need a whole new system. All you're doing is going to where you plug into the boxes, take the faceplate off, cut the lead wire gone off into those plugs, feed them into a sensor board, which I'll show you in a minute, and plug it in. And so that's an upgrade to GrainTrack. So this is a system. This is in Humboldt, Tennessee. He had gotten a call. He'd found out about this system. And he said, man, this is what I've been looking for. James Wages told me to quote it. I've been looking for this system for years, and now that I found it, I love it. What this is all he's doing is he's tapping his finger on house one right on his phone, And just sliding his finger across, and he sees all 21 cables in a matter of seconds, and he sees his temperature. And he taps on house 2, slides his finger across, a couple seconds, he sees his cables and his temps in house 2. He got this system because in his Yorkville location, several years ago, it was out of the way, it wasn't being monitored well, and they started to have some smoldering. He said it was a massive race. It was the back of the building, just shoving all that seed out the door to try and get back there. Now, he just taps on Yorkville location, slides across, sees all his temperatures, and he can run his fans right from his phone. So he's been looking for that system for years. He called me one day and he said, man, I absolutely love it. This is what GrainTrack looks like on your computer. You just pull up this bin, and there's your 21 cables. You can see what's going on inside that building. I'm sure you can't see the details from way back. This is a picture I took on April 10th at 1:06 in the afternoon. But the grain, the seed along the floor is in the 50s. All the green is on average in the 30s. So he can see his seed there in the 30s. And in the center where it's brown, I says, that's where your door is. That's ambient air. And he says, yeah. He says, it's my ambient air. So you can see what's happening in the building. You can see how much seed you have in your building based on the temperatures right there. This is a CropLink. This is what the GrainTrack operates off. CropLink has 4 relays. The blue boxes in the bottom there are relays for fans. So you can run a normal open and a common wire from the relays here to the relay on your fans, and you can turn your fans on right from your phone. You can program your fans right from your phone. There's a cell modem built right in. It's in the center of the board. That's what's calling your storage building every 2 hours to check your temperatures. And it needs 110 power. There's a battery in the top left corner there. That 110 power just charges that battery. That's all the electricity you're paying for, and that battery is running the CropLink. On upgrading, this is a sensor board. The sensor board takes in your temperatures, and it sends the data to the CropLink. This is how simple the install is. The guys who've done the upgrades, they either did it themselves or they had their local electrician do it. Those boxes where you're plugging in each cable, you're just cutting off the lead wire to the plugs, feeding it right into the sensor board. And the sensor board will hold either 8 cables or 63 readings. If somebody has existing cables, that's all you're going to do. Keep the cables you have, cut off the lead wire to the plugs, feed it into the sensor board, and plug it in, and it'll start sending your data. This summer, I met with a guy who was building a gin down in Alabama, and he had just got done running over 5,000 feet of lead wire because the cable's at the back of the building. They ran the lead wire all the way to one end where they would plug in. So say 200 feet, and the next row was 775 feet, so they can plug in one location. And I said, you could have put a sensor board by the first 8 cables. I said, then a sensor board by the next 8 cables, and then another sensor board. And he sat there and he said, I would have ran less than 1,000 feet of lead wire versus running over 5,000 had I known I could have done that with this system. So a CropLink costs $1,900. That CropLink will monitor up to 10 sensor boards. So you can have one flat storage with 3 sensor boards because you got 24 cables. I've got another guy, he's got 40 cables in his building, so he used 5 sensor boards. It'll check up to 63 readings. It checks your temperatures every 2 hours. And like I said, there's relays for your fans, $250 annual fee. 2015, the very first show I ever did as a salesman, I was out training, and a guy walked up and he said, Get me GrainTrack. Get it ordered. He said, I don't even want a quote. I already have an idea on cost. Just get it ordered. And I said, well, that sounds like it's a story. And he said, my law was on the first of the month. I would check all my temperatures. I'd plug in and I would read and see how everything was doing. And he said, must have been about the fifth of the month, I developed a hot spot and didn't know about it. He said, so 25 days later when I found it, he said, I had to unload 4 semis of grain to core out this bin. He says, manpower, labor, fuel, damage to the grain by moving it cost more than GrainTrack would have, which would have sent me a text message on the 5th of the month that I had a hot spot. So GrainTrack checks your temps every 2 hours, sends you a text message, plus you can shut off sensors that are out of the grain. So if there's something out of the grain and you're not worried about the temperatures there, you can shut them off right there anywhere. So GrainTrack, you can check it anytime, anywhere. Brad Williams told me, he says, you can put this in there. He said, it's a great technological tool that I control my environment from anywhere. So you can program your fans, you can see it. Any questions? Thank you very much.
Good job. Thank you.